Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, good evening on this Thanksgiving Eve, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio Spark. And I am your host, Melanie.
Welcome.
Oops, had a little technical glitch. You get welcomed again from our wonderful voice that tells you about Spark every week. If you are in the United States and in the Midwest traveling, you'll know that we are experiencing our first snow. Major snow, and hope you are traveling safely. If you are calling in from the road, if you're listening to this later, I hope that you arrive safely at your destination this evening. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and tonight on Spark Radio, we'll be talking about strategies, passions, actions, resources, and knowledge on the topic of gratitude and the power of gratitude. And we'll start off with inviting anyone to call in and share something that you are thankful for this year during the Thanksgiving season. What are you thankful for today? What are you grateful for in your life? We'll talk about the power of the emotion of gratitude and some wonderful, great ideas, quotes, and resources tonight. And so to start off, of course, I have an Alex story. Alex is our wonderful six-year-old, and as most schools do, they start with the idea of, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? And they learn about the pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving, and it's always nice when Alex is thankful for his family, his parents. This year, his cat, Mika, made the list, as did God and Christmas. So what is it that you are thankful for this year? And one of the things that we say every day is that we are so thankful that we are a family, that we have each other. And do you spend time every day thinking about, what am I grateful for? Gratitude is such a powerful emotion. It's very high vibration. And if you think about it, if you're being grateful for something, it's hard to be feeling negative and feeling gratitude at the same time. And some people have asked me how it seems that I'm so positive so much of the time. And I do teaching and training on positive mental attitude and how important your attitude is, how important your perspective is. And focusing on what you're grateful for, on what you have, helps you to keep that positive perspective. And it is indeed a moment-to-moment choice of any situation. And even if we're in the midst of something that is challenging right now, that doesn't make sense to us, that we don't see a connection to our passions, to our goals, if we realize that whatever we're going through right now, this minute, is a necessary step through which we need to go to get to that something better. And we need to learn a lesson. What's that lesson we need to learn? Maybe it's something about ourselves. Maybe it's something about patience. Maybe it's a skill that we need to develop to have when the next opportunity arises. So we have a choice to focus on what's missing or to focus on what's here. And what are you grateful for this evening? If you'd like to call and talk about that, please call 347-215-8390 and talk about what it is you are grateful for in your life. Some people have a gratitude journal in which, you know, they every day, morning or every night, they write down 10 things that they're grateful for, 10 things they appreciate about their lives. And for those few moments, it really helps put the perspective on what's important, what's grateful. What are you grateful for in your life? Are you grateful for good health? Are you grateful for a roof over your head? There are many people who don't have that. Are you grateful for the food that you'll be enjoying this holiday season? Grateful for a job? Grateful for wonderful people in your family or friendships? Grateful for opportunities that you have in your life? Many of you have likely heard of the book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. So often we get ourselves all worked up and stressed out about things that really, in the long run, are things that we look back at and say, oh my goodness, what was I so worried about? What was I so stressed about? And we allow ourselves to get caught in a negative emotional whirlpool sometimes. And if we realize and we feel that's starting to happen, sometimes it's having a good friend or family member, accountability partner, you can call and say, whoa, talk to me, I'm stuck in this, and I'm just not sure how to get out of it. I just saw a message pop up from one of our listeners that says, I am grateful to be alive. And you know, sometimes when we are really struggling to find something for which to be grateful, even in the midst of that struggle, we're alive. And as long as we're alive, there are always possibilities coming for us. So thank you for sharing that you're grateful to be alive during this season of thanks. And I want to share with you, there's a website I often refer to, and it is called Quote Garden, QUOTEGARDN.com. And it is a great resource if you're looking for quotes about a variety of topics. And I do speaking and training, so I often will go searching on a particular topic. And I found the Quote Garden. And at the Quote Garden, there are a number of topics. And I have, just before the show, I was typing in the topic of gratitude, because I was curious about what might pop up for me. And one of the quotes was there, it's got, you have a gift of 86,400 seconds today. Have you used one to say thank you? And we were talking about the pilgrims earlier. And that quote, by the way, was from a gentleman by the name of William A. Ward. And H.U. Westermeyer says, the pilgrims made 7 times more graves than huts. No Americans have been more impoverished than these who nevertheless set aside a day of thanksgiving. Something to think about. Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you said in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice. And I like this one, because some of us are really focused on the idea of getting even. And John Southard said, the only people with whom you should try to get even are those who have helped you. So we'll come back and explore some more quotes in a little bit. So once again, if you would like to share something for which you are grateful or a resource that's helped you, please send a blog. Please call 347-215-8390. We'd love to talk to you. Many of us have heard of the book called Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, and that is a book about change. He's written a number of books, and one of them is called The Present, The Gift That Makes You Happy and Successful at Work and in Life. And it's a very short metaphor, and the present is called the best gift you can receive because it makes you happy and successful. Whether that means having peace of mind and feeling more alive, or being more productive and more prosperous, or finding whatever is important to you and to those you work and live with. And it helps, it's about a gentleman who's getting some perspective about the present. And there's a related quote that some of you may have heard called The Past is History, Tomorrow's a Mystery, and Today is a Gift. That's why it's called The Present. Sometimes it's hard to look at the present as a gift, especially when we're in challenging situations and struggling and frustrated and facing some negative emotions. And there's some interesting research on the brain that shows that people who are optimistic have more activity in the part of the brain that's involved in problem solving than those who are pessimistic. So you can choose to be optimistic, to look for solutions, look beyond the problem that's in front of you right now, and then begin to take one step at a time. Well, thank you to the person who just said, I am grateful for the first snow of the season. Now, if Alex were with me, he would be screaming and dancing because snow is his absolute favorite thing in which to play. He loves snow. And last year I was coming home and from an hour drive, of course, the first slippery snow, and it's dark, and I'm watching people drive too fast and down into the ditch on a four-lane road, and I'm clenching the steering wheel going, please get me home safely, please get me home safely. And it's 7:55 at night, and I pull into the driveway, and the door flies open, and Alex is screaming, Mommy, Mommy, look, it's snowing. And I'm trying to unclench my hands from the steering wheel. And I said, yes, Alex, it is snowing. And I just want to get in and sit down, and I'm grateful that I'm home safely. And, Mom, let's go outside and play in the snow. So for about 5 minutes at 8 o'clock at night, Alex and I are outside in the snow. Now, this is the same snow that's falling on me when I'm stressed out driving and creating some stress for others. And I know if I just slow down and I'm careful and patient, and generally things are okay. It's a great example of how sometimes two people can be looking at exactly the same event and have a very different perspective. And so I hope where you are, you can enjoy this first snow of the season. I am talking to you tonight from my sisters. We're getting ready to help Mom move. Now, we're grateful that she sold her house, as is she. And as of now, we're not sure where she's moving to this weekend. She closes on the house next week, and we're all hopeful that the right place will open up, the right plan will open up. So that's why Alex isn't with me. He's at his other grandmother's right now with Dad. And pushed the wrong direction on the chat. So he would tell you, oh, snow was so much fun. So I hope wherever you are, again, you can enjoy the snow. And you're getting ready to enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration, whether it's by yourself, whether it's with friends or family, whether you're having the traditional turkey. That seems to be the holiday tradition. Or if, like Charlie Brown and Snoopy, you're having toast and jelly beans and popcorn, whatever you have to celebrate gratitude. As I mentioned earlier, gratitude is a very high vibration and powerful emotion. And the more time we can spend in positive feelings, the more motivated we are, the more inspired we are. This is also beginning a great season of giving to others and giving to ourselves. And speaking of giving to ourselves, if you have some feedback about a time that you would like to hear Spark Live, if this time at 7 p.m. Central on a Wednesday evening is a challenging time for you, please send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. Let me know of a time that you would like to hear Spark Live so that you can interact with me and share your stories and ask your questions live, because we'll be exploring adding segments, and we would like to look at some times that might work for more listeners. So please let us know what time might work best for you. And speaking of that season of giving, Wayne Dyer was talking, I do a lot of books on CD when I'm driving, and he was talking about some research about kindness. And one of the sayings that I've heard him use in a number of books and lectures is, if you have the choice to be right or to be kind, choose to be kind. And the research that he was talking about had to do with kindness. And if you think about the outpouring of support and kindness that happened on 9/11, and the firefighters and the volunteers from across the country who went to New York, the people who were helping received the benefits of giving, of kindness, which, you know, the lower blood pressure, the positive brain endorphin chemicals, and people who are doing an act of kindness get that benefit. People who are receiving an act of kindness, they can measure a chemical in the urine, of all things, and see the body's reaction. So the person giving kindness benefits, the person receiving kindness benefits. The interesting piece to that particular study is that a witness to an act of kindness benefits as well. So whether you're watching volunteers helping on 9/11, or whether you're watching one of the television shows that we watch in our family is Extreme Makeover Home Edition, because it's about people helping, about people giving. And yes, we do monitor what Alex watches, because, and that's another segment about television and violence and the brain and how that impacts a growing brain. And what kind of lessons we're teaching, what kind of messages. So shows about people helping people, people doing things to help the environment, people learning together and working together. Doing those acts of kindness benefits the viewers, the witnesses, as well. The shows like Touched by an Angel, which aren't on any longer. What about people helping? If you think about what is it that you are reading or watching or listening to, what are you putting into your brain? Because the brain is like a field. And The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale is that we become what we think about most of the day. So the thoughts that you put into your mind are like the seeds you plant. And your mind, like the ground, doesn't care whether you plant corn or tomatoes or beans or crabgrass. It will give back to you what you put in. And sometimes we don't think about what we're watching. You know, all the crime shows that are on television, the reality shows with a negative impact, a lot of the news that's negative. And then there's the song lyrics. What kind of music do you listen to? When I was working with the Upward Bound program at Luther College, I had some really good discussions with some of the young adults about the high school students who said, oh, you know, I really don't listen to the words. I said, you don't. Interestingly enough, your brain is. And about that time, back in the 90s, they were talking, there was some research, or not some research, but there was a court case involving a suicide that a young man had taken his life, and the parents realized what he had been listening to and what those lyrics of those songs had been saying. And it was after the fact, unfortunately. So I also talked to one young man particularly who just said, you know, I'm really bummed out and I'm not feeling really good. And I said, well, what are you listening to? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, what kind of songs are you listening to? Because what you're doing is you're programming your brain with those ideas. And I don't recall what it was he was listening to. And I said, my challenge to you is for the next 2 weeks, listen to music with positive lyrics or classical instrumental music with no lyrics and see if you notice a difference in how you feel. So he took me up on the challenge and he came back and he said, I didn't believe you when you told me this, Melanie. I had to experience it for myself. He said, you're right. I feel so much better when I'm not listening to that music that's got such negative lyrics and negative messages. So give yourself a gift and take an inventory of what you're putting into your mind. If you want good things to come out, put good things in. Whether it's the daily positive note that you want to see. From earlier in a previous segment, I shared the website Jimundo, JIMUNDO.com. And Jimundo is all good news. So if you want to read good news, good things people are doing, positive news, check out Jimundo.com. It makes you smile. There's also a gentleman that I met a number of years ago who started what he called the Ripples Project. And he wanted to spread ripples of kindness. And his name is Paul Wesselman. And Paul has a weekly e-newsletter. It comes out on Monday. It takes about 60 seconds to read. And you can find Paul at theripplesproject.org. theripplesproject.org. And there you can sign up to get Ripples to come on Mondays. And there are also quotes there as well. Now, Paul's email that you get, he has a pebble. And this week's pebble, well, the topic, of course, is gratitude. The pebble is to live gratitude is to touch heaven. That's by Johannes A. Gardner. And Paul does ask people to share quotes, so he has quite a collection that you can find at theripplesproject.org as well. And the Ripples Project was designed to spread ripples of kindness. It's a nonprofit, and so I invite you to check out the Ripples Project. So there's the pebble, and then he has a boulder, which is usually a little longer quote. And this week, it says, Wallace D. Wattles, on whose work the movie The Secret is based. The quote is, "It is necessary, then, to cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude." And then there's a section, the third and final section of the e-ripples is ponder, something to think about. And this week Paul says, "And those of us in the U.S. gather with family or friends to celebrate Thanksgiving. I hope all of us can take a moment to ponder the things, events, and people for which we are grateful. The efforts become even more worthwhile when you can remember to appreciate the objects, savor the memories, and tell those precious souls how much we value their presence in our lives. If you need an extra boost of gratitude for yourself or others, remember our searchable archives include a Thanksgiving-themed issue for each of the previous 8 years of Ripples at theripplesproject.org/newsletter.php. So another place you can go to get some interesting thoughts about gratitude. And I hope you subscribe to Ripples. And what you heard was a complete episode of Ripples, a free weekly splash from Paul and the Ripples Project. The power of gratitude. I mentioned the movie The Secret earlier, and there's an email that was posted about two words that will change your life. And these two words can bring absolute joy and happiness because, again, it's hard to feel negative emotions when you're saying thank you. And those are the two words. To focus on thank you, sending a thank you note. If you carry some postcards or note cards with you when you're waiting in line, you're waiting for food at a restaurant, waiting in a doctor's office, send a quick note. I know with electronic email and cards, we don't send handwritten notes as often, but they're very powerful. Whether it's a teacher, friend, you know, someone that you meant to thank years and years ago. I know I taught school. I taught at Center Point High School in Iowa back in the mid-80s. And it's interesting. And then with my students in Upper Bound, I know that I touch their lives. And it's always so rewarding to run into them, get a note from them, or an email from someone who found me on the web and to tell me, thanks. It really brightened their day and my day. So, hey, take a moment and say thank you. And as it says in the description of tonight's show, I want to say thank you to all of you who are listening, who are investing the valuable moments in your life to spend a 30 of them with me in the hopes of being inspired or motivated or entertained for 30 minutes a week about something positive, resources, strategies, passions, actions, and knowledge that could change your life. So thank you. You're very important. Without you, I'd be talking to myself. So thanks for listening. And please let me know how I might help you. You can find me online at melaniehoffner.com or brainbonanza.com. And last week I just started my newest project at freetelemessages.com. And you can find links to freetelemessage.com on my website. If you go to brainbonanza.com, and then you can pop out to Free Telemessages. It's a wonderful website created by Robert Evans and the Pass Along Concepts family to provide access to for messengers like myself to share ideas and messages, most of which are free teleclasses and teleworkshops. There are also paid teleclasses, teleworkshops on a variety of topics. And so I think the number of courses, of course, are growing. The website went live a little over a week ago, and I did my first free teleclass last night on Unlock the Secret with Your Key to Clarity, the Passion Test. And I have a series of teleworkshops starting December 4th. I invite you to check those out on the Passion Test. So if you want to take the Passion Test yourself, want to interact with me through that process, if you go to brainbonanza.com, go to the store, and there's Unlock the Secret with Your Key to Clarity, the Passion Test series, and you can sign up there. It's three Thursday nights from 7 to 8-ish. We always allow, I say 60 to 90 minutes, because this class is limited to six people because of the discussion, and we want to be able to do that. It's a teleworkshop, so it's done on the phone, and you'll receive a workbook and materials with activities to complete before each call. So that's December 4th, 11th, and 18th. And in the future, we'll be offering sessions on stress, choosing your stress to enjoy your success, and the brain and learning and memory and learning styles and all sorts of awesome opportunities. So you can find those at freetelemessages.com. And as we're winding down, I'll invite anyone else once again to send a chat, question about what is it, or comment, what is it that you are grateful for this Thanksgiving season. And I see no callers, which is good, as I was out reading quotes, finding quotes for you and reading messages to you. So if you have called earlier, I apologize if I missed you. So please do call again at 347-215-8390, because you would get to conclude the show, because we have less than a minute remaining now. And once again, I want to thank you for being here tonight or today or whatever time you are listening to Spark Radio. Next week our topic will be Choose Your Stress to Best Enjoy Your Success. We'll be talking about our body's reaction to stress, and more importantly, how we can regain some control in situations where we don't feel we have control, because that's very often the key causes of success, is feeling like we're out of control. So I invite you to join us next week to explore the topic of choosing your stress as we enter December and well on the end of September, exploring that holiday season. Thank you again so much for being with us this week on Spark Radio, and I do hope that you have discovered some new possibilities that might spark a positive change in your life. And as we head into this wonderful season, May you give yourself and others the gift of kindness, gratitude, and thank you. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, may you choose to create a great day as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. And stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.